Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Queen Maxima of Netherlands discuss India's digital public infrastructure-led revolution. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a three-day visit to Seychelles tomorrow as guest of honour for National Day Golden Jubilee celebrations. IMF hails India's economy as major driver of global economic growth despite economic impact of Iran conflict. India-China border trade via Lipu Lake Pass in Uttarakhand to resume today after 6 years. Death toll from strong earthquakes in Venezuela rises to 235. And in football, Ecuador advanced to FIFA World Cup knockout stage, beating Germany 2-1 in New Jersey. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Queen Maxima of the Netherlands, the UN Secretary General's Special Advocate for Financial Health, in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi stated that during the meeting, they discussed how India's digital public infrastructure-led revolution is making financial services more accessible and affordable, enhancing ease of living and empowering people at scale. The Prime Minister added that India remains committed to sharing its experience with partner countries across the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a state visit to Seychelles from 27 to 29th of this month to attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Day of Seychelles as the guest of honour. Prime Minister last visited Seychelles in 2015. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that a contingent of the Indian Defence Forces along with two Indian Navy ships will participate in the celebrations. We have a report.
During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold talks with President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, and review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister will also address the National Assembly of Seychelles and interact with members of the Indian diaspora. India and Seychelles share a long-standing partnership rooted in shared historical, cultural and people-to-people ties. As a key maritime neighbour in the Indian Ocean region, Seychelles holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar and the commitment to the Global South. The visit will reaffirm the strong and enduring friendship between India and Seychelles and reinforce the shared commitment of both countries to enhance the bilateral relationship across all sectors. Sarabjit Kaur for World News.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said that India continues to be a major driver of global economic growth despite the economic impact of the Iran conflict and higher energy prices. Addressing a regular IMF press briefing, Julie Kozak, director of IMF's communications department, said India's economy has remained resilient despite external headwinds, supported by robust domestic demand. We have a report.
The International Monetary Fund said it continues to project India's economy to grow by 6.5% in fiscal year 2026-27, maintaining the upward revision made in April. Julie Kozak said the forecast reflected strong momentum carried over from last year and the reduction in US tariff rates, which helped cushion the impact of the global energy shock. Ms. Kozak also said India's economy had continued to outperform expectations during the first quarter of the calendar year.
India's economy has been growing robustly, and it has been supported particularly by very strong domestic demand within India. We had projected growth at 6.5% in fiscal year 26-27, and that was a slight upgrade. That was in April, and that was a slight upgrade compared to what we had had in January. So 6.5% is still quite strong growth. We see that there's strong momentum that has continued in the first quarter of this calendar year.
She further said the IMF viewed the recent ceasefire in the West Asia and progress towards reopening the Strait of Hormuz as positive developments for the global economy. She noted that oil prices have retreated from their peak but remained around 10% above pre-war levels, while some other commodity prices have also begun to ease. The IMF is expected to provide updated global economic projections on 8th of July. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Border trade between India and China through the Lipo Lake Pass in Uttarakhand is set to resume today after a gap of nearly 6 years. According to the Dhar Chula administration in Pithoragarh district, the first batch of Indian traders will leave for the Takla Court market in Tibet. More from our correspondent.
Dhachula Subdivisional Magistrate and Trade Officer Ashish Joshi said that 26 trade passes have been issued in the first phase, including 17 traders and 9 assistants. A customs office has also been set up at Gunji to ensure the smooth conduct of trade. He said that more than 103 traders have applied for trade passes. In the second phase, another 25 traders will be granted permission. It may be recalled that the border trade between India and China was suspended in 2019-22 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Venezuela, death toll after two powerful earthquakes has risen to 235. More than 1,500 people have been injured. Rescuers are searching through rubble in a rush to save lives after earthquakes struck near the capital yesterday. In Caracas and the nearby coastal city of La Guaira, people could be heard calling for help from under the debris of collapsed buildings. The first 7.2 magnitude earthquake was followed seconds later by an even stronger shock of 7.5 magnitude, both occurring close to the surface, making destruction more severe. The country's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency. The International Maritime Organization, IMO, has paused its effort to evacuate stranded ships through the Strait of Hormuz after a vessel was hit by a projectile off the coast of Oman yesterday. The move came after the British military reported the strike, hours after Iran warned ships against using a new route through the waterway without Tehran's permission. IMO Secretary General Arsenia Dominguez said the UN agency would keep the plan on hold until it could confirm safety guarantees for ships on the evacuation list and for vessels operating in the region. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen has said the Trump administration plans to complete both the primary and secondary border wall system before President Donald Trump leaves office, while expanding the use of smart fencing, drones and surveillance technology to counter evolving tactics used by Mexican drug cartels. On to sports now. In the FIFA World Cup, Ecuador advanced to the knockout stage, beating Germany 2-1 in a groupie clash at the New Jersey Stadium early this morning. Gonzalo Plata turned savior as the resilient Ecuador pulled off a stunning 2-1 come-from-behind victory against Germany. Earlier, Ivory Coast also secured their place in the knockout stage for the first time with a comfortable 2-0 victory over Curaçao in Philadelphia today. Nicolas Pepe scored a dynamic double for Ivory Coast to end Curaçao's campaign on a disappointing note. Later, both Japan and Sweden stormed into the knockout round as they played a 1-1 draw in the Group F clash at the Dallas Stadium this morning. Japan will now face five-time champions Brazil in the round of 32. Meanwhile, Netherlands outclassed Tunisia 3-1 in Kansas City to top Group F and set up a round of 32 clash with Morocco. Moreover, Turkey defeated USA 3-2 in Los Angeles after a goal from Ka Ayan in the final minute of the game. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in a Group A clash in Manchester, England last night. Opting to bat first, Bangladesh posted 136/8 in the stipulated 20 overs. For India, Radha Yadav picked up 3, while Sri Charani took 2 wickets. In reply, India comfortably overhauled the target, losing 5 wickets in 16.5 overs, riding on Shefali Verma's 53 off 34 balls. Shefali was adjudged player of the match. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Queen Maxima of Netherlands discuss India's digital public infrastructure-led revolution. Prime Minister Modi to embark on a 3-day visit to Seychelles tomorrow as guest of honour for the National Day Golden Jubilee celebrations. IMF hails India's economy as major driver of global economic growth despite economic impact of Iran conflict. India-China border trade via Lipu Lake Pass in Uttarakhand to resume today after 6 years. Death toll from strong earthquakes in Venezuela rises to 235, and in football, Ecuador advances to FIFA World Cup knockout stage, beating Germany 2-1 in New Jersey. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.